We are going to bang on the drum for Green Bay today on a Green Bay edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August 16th. Fans of the Green Bay Packers, especially those who have been to a game at Lambeau Field, are familiar with this song. Frequently played after the Packers scored a touchdown. And with the preseason underway, training camp underway, there's certainly plenty of Packer-related happenings in Green Bay these days. But wait, there's more. We'll talk with a Green Bay booster about what, and we'll welcome your suggestions and recommendations, any questions you might have, too, about what you might see or do in the greater Green Bay area. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And maybe you do go to Green Bay for games during the Packers season. What do you also try to catch besides a game? Do you have favorite restaurants or other places you like to visit? Let us know. Our guest is Brad Toll, president of the Greater Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. I should say the president of the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
It's good to have you with us. Now, I don't know if you know this, some listeners know this, but I lived in Green Bay in the 1980s. I started with Wisconsin Public Radio in 1986, and before that I worked for WLUK-TV. So I know the Green Bay of 25 years ago.
Nice, wonderful.
Nice place you have there.
It is, and God, it's been changing a lot over the last couple of years, especially the downtown area.
Yeah.
You'd barely recognize it, I think.
Well, I was in Green Bay. I was on vacation last week, and my husband and I took a drive up to Door County, but we stopped in Green Bay on the way, and for the first time ever, and I can't believe this, I've been to Lambeau Field for games, and I visited the Hall of Fame, but I never took that tour of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fabulous. We just had a great time. What a wonderful, legendary trip that was to actually walk through the players' tunnel.
Yeah, I think that's a guaranteed, for any Packer fan, certainly guaranteed goosebumps to walk down that tunnel, same tunnel the players walk down as they start their games on Sundays. And we can't give away all the secrets, but it's guaranteed goosebumps.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. I posted a photo on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and asked people to guess, and a lot of people guessed. So
yeah, the guides, too, do such a wonderful job. You know, it's fun to actually try and stump them with some trivia. But, boy, they've got the answers and are huge fans themselves. They love to poke at Bears fans if we have any of those on the tour as well.
Nope, that happened on my tour, yep.
It's a lot of fun. And certainly the Hall of Fame is another great opportunity. We like to tease the Viking fans if they want to come and actually see what a Super Bowl trophy looks like. Of course, they can visit the Hall of Fame. We have four of them there, and we're working on the fifth one.
Yeah, and I won't give away all the secrets, but it is interesting on how that field was something. It's such an attraction to the Green Bay area that back in the day before it was, renovated, people used to just, you know, stop their cars and take their pictures by the big giant G on a fence. And was it Bob Harlan who said, you know, we ought to fix up the joint and invite people in for these tours?
Boy, and what a brilliant idea that was. We actually have over 500 events that take place at Lambeau Field every year now, from small meetings and banquets. People are getting married there. And you're right, years ago, they just drove up with their car and took a picture and looked at it and got back in and drove away. And now there's so many things that you're able to do there and actually enjoy it. It's kind of where you get your Packers fix in the off season.
Yeah, and you know, I noticed the tours were last Friday. The tours were every 15 minutes, and you could you could get your tickets, and I don't know, it was only about $12, something like that, mm-hmm. for just the tour, and And it was, we're in and out. It took about, I'm trying to remember, maybe it was less than an hour to take the tour, but it was really quite a bit of fun. Now, the preseason is also underway, and is training camp still open to spectators?
It is. It'll be open for another couple of weeks. The last public practice is on the 27th. And that is a lot of fun to come to. A tradition that started back in the 60s when Lombardi was the coach, neighborhood kids, and I'll tell you, it's expanded well beyond neighborhood kids. People are coming from all over with the bikes on the back of the cars, but they bring their bikes in and park them up by the stadium, and as players come out of the locker room, they choose a bike and then ride across the street, Oneida, down to the practice field, and the child's able to carry their helmet and go along next to them. And the players love interacting with fans during this time period. So, you know, the coach is all about business, but it seems it's a little more lighthearted, and it's a lot of fun to interact with the players. Nitschke Field holds about 1,500, which is their practice facility, so people are invited into the stands to watch the practice. We've got a visitor center there that we can tell people about dining options, other attractions in the area. So it really, it's kind of our Packers circus, if you will, and it starts the end of July typically and runs all the way through up to the last preseason game.
Mm-hmm. And there's no cost to watching training camp, right?
Completely free.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time of the year.
So what else does the city hold for Packers fans? I mean, if they come to town to catch a game or catch a training camp or something else, what else would you recommend they might want to check out?
Sure. You know, there's a lot around Lambeau Field, which we talked about. But, you know, of course, the Packers' history goes back well before Lambeau Field was here. They played at City Stadium before that. And in the last couple of years, we've created the Packers Heritage Trail. And people can walk that. There's maps, but there's plaques placed at different locations where their first office was, where Curly Lambeau was born, City Stadium. There's a number of them around the community. And this year, something that's new that's available is the Packers Heritage Trail Trolley Tours, where you can actually do a trolley tour of that trail around the community. And it is fascinating to see, you know, you've heard the stories or read about the stories, and a lot of those sites where their first ticket office was, those places are still there. And, you know, even as local residents, I think we drove by them almost every day and we didn't even realize what had happened there. So it really is a special new attraction, and people are really enjoying it. Of course, people love to visit the Neville Public Museum as well, and they have a great exhibit there of how the Packers have interacted with the community over the years.
Well, you've just put a couple of things on my Tell Joy Where to Go list.
Wonderful.
That's great. The trolley tours continue through a certain time?
They will hold them during the season as well when we have home games so that fans coming in for the games will have something that they can do on Saturdays. A lot of times people will come in on the Friday or the Saturday before a Sunday home game. And so we certainly welcome them to join us on the trolley tour.
Well, we have a listener, Jay Quellen, who on Facebook says, "My favorite spot to eat is Kroll's West, right across from Lambeau." I think somebody else said that was their favorite, too. Isn't that a place you can get a butter burger?
Yes, you can. I came to Green Bay about 7 years ago, taking this position with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I wasn't here a day, and I was getting messages from my friends saying, "Have you had a Kroll's butter burger yet?" So it's well known, and it is just across the street from Lambeau Field, and it's one of those that fans love to visit when they come into town.
Yeah, in fact, they have usually a, you know, a tailgate party with a band and such on game day. I know I've been there more than once. Somebody else said Kroll's East. What? Is there a rivalry between the two?
Not really, no, there isn't. And the menu is pretty much the same between the two. But, you know, any community, it seems, that has a river through it, there's the east side and the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little of that in the Green Bay area as well. So we want to be sure the east siders are able to have those Kroll's butter burgers as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I actually did mean to ask that right off the bat. A lot of people associate Green Bay with Lambeau Field, but give us a sense. How big is Green Bay? Give us a feeling of what the community is all about.
Well, Green Bay, of course, is one of the oldest communities in Wisconsin, actually one of the oldest in the country. Jean Nicolet landed here in 1634, so we've had a permanent settlement in the area for many, many years. And so there's a lot of history that's a part of the Green Bay area. And the downtown in Green Bay is something that's been changing. We kind of talked about that a little earlier. And there's a real effort to, I guess, get back to our water roots with the Fox River running through in many communities around our country. It was a working river, and, you know, kind of the downtown would turn its back on the riverfronts in many cases. And Green Bay has really been turning around in the last few years. Brand-new city deck is built down there. And we've had wonderful events and weekly events. Friday on the Fox is one of my favorites. Thousands of people come down onto the city deck right along the river. There's a live band out there every Friday evening. And it's become kind of a fun place for visitors to come in and meet some of the locals. But it's become a bit of a social gathering spot as well. And there's a lot of new construction downtown. Schreiber Foods building their new world headquarters there. We're in the process of expanding our convention center, renovating a hotel. We have a historic hotel, actually, that the visiting teams used to stay in, called the Northland Hotel, and we're working on renovating that. So there's a real revitalization happening in the downtown, and some great activities from water ski shows, farmers markets. We've got a farmers market that has near 200 vendors on a Wednesday evening. Well, it starts about 3 in the afternoon and goes into the evening. Great, great time. Live music, and that becomes almost a social event, too. I've left a lot of times in the evening and realized I forgot to buy vegetables.
Let me hold you there because we have a break coming up, but then we'll continue to talk about the many things to see and do in Green Bay and the greater Green Bay area. And we welcome your recommendations. Tell us what you love to do in Green Bay if you live there or if you like to visit there. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is a Green Bay edition of Tell Joy Where to Go on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a Green Bay edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 23 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August 16th. Certainly, the Green Bay Packers are in Green Bay, but there are plenty of other things to see and do, and we welcome your questions and your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Brad Toll, president of the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. And our first caller is Linda in Green Bay. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. It sounds like you enjoy the farmer's market, too.
Oh, absolutely. I had the privilege of having a friend who was a vendor there, and so I got to spend a lot of time visiting with people. But it just has such an atmosphere of like a street fair with musicians. And like Brad had mentioned, sometimes you forget to take the vegetables home because there's just, it's so enchanting. You can get a glass of wine or a glass of beer if you choose and walk down the streets and enjoy the sights and the sounds, and the beautiful evening air is just, I don't know, it's one of my favorite things to do.
And this is on, I'm sorry, was it Wednesday nights?
Yeah, yes. It's on Broadway.
Yeah, well, we actually now are almost to a point where there's a farmer's market every day.
Oh.
But the big one is on Wednesday. That's the one that has near 200 vendors. So, yeah, it's a great time. We probably bumped into each other there.
Well, it could be. I like I said, when I miss it, it just feels like some, you know, the week isn't complete.
Well, Linda, thank you for calling. And besides the, as somebody who lives in Green Bay, if a visitor was coming and you're showing them around, besides the farmer's market, is there another must-see place?
Well, I guess I kind of mirroring off of what Brad was talking about, I am very proud of this community and what they've been doing with the downtown area. There are lots of restaurants now that celebrate the river, such as Titletown Brewery, like Hagemeister Park, where you can sit outside. And actually, you know, growing up here, the river was kind of a joke. I mean, nobody would ever think of even putting a boat on it, probably, you know, because it just was something that was dirty. And the fact that we've cleaned it up and now it's a place to be celebrated and it's used. And it's just so fun to see it come alive.
Thank you so much, Linda, for joining us. The Titletown Brewery. And don't you have a couple of breweries, don't you, Brad Toll in Green Bay?
Yes, we do. Titletown is certainly one that Packer fans know probably from the name. But just across the street is the Hinterland Brewing Company, another microbrewery. And a lot of their beer, actually, Titletown and Hinterland, I've seen on tap down in Madison and in Milwaukee. So it's distributed in Wisconsin. But they're both terrific.
Yeah, I had a cherry wheat beer made by Hinterland when I was in Door County. So.
I was just going to suggest the cherry wheat. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was
as well
good.
From Hinterland. But Titletown, they've got some that are named after former Packers, Johnny Blood Red and Canadeo Gold. So they're both fun places to stop. Also, Captain's Walk Winery, right downtown, is connected with Von Steele over in Algoma, and Parallel 44 Winery, some great wineries. And we're actually on the 44th Parallel, which is the same as Tuscany over in Italy, at the same parallel. We're on the top side of it, almost 45th. But, you know, we grow some great grapes in the area and make some terrific wine here as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I don't remember those wineries when I lived in town, and that sounds like a place to visit too. We have a Phyllis in Wapaka with us. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. Don't forget the Oneida Bingo and Casino, and also the when the Packer players are in town, they stay at the hotel that's connected to the Oneida mm-hmm. Casino.
The other team or the Packers themselves?
The Packers do.
Oh, that's interesting. And uh-huh. I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, they stay the night before the team stays together, and that's over at the Radisson. But, yeah, the main casino there is at the Radisson, but they have several others in the area as well. The Mason Street Casino is quite large. And the Oneidas, I should say, have some great attractions as well in the area. They've got a buffalo farm. They have a museum that talks a lot about their history, and they're part of the Iroquois Nation that came here from New York back in the 1800s. So a visit there tells you a little bit about how they were relocated from New York into our community and how they've connected with the community. It's always fun to go to Junehenqua, too, and pick up some of the produce and the products that are made by the folks at the tribe.
Yeah, Bruce, driving through Hurley, says, I recommend visiting the Oneida Reservation. They prepare traditional native meals, and they have a great apple orchard.
They do. An Apple Fest comes during the fall, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, someone from the United Nation did invite me to that Apple Fest. I have it on my calendar, and I think I will be heading there. It might have been September, but I don't remember now exactly when it was.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find the date for it while we're talking here.
Yeah, and we have another comment from Perry in Appleton who says, today my boyfriend and I are going to see the tall ships downtown and have lunch at Hagemeister Park, a wonderful new restaurant right on the Fox River. So yeah, that we have just a minute before news, but give us a little bit of a flavor of the tall ship festival.
They just arrived last night, and they are magnificent. They're right on our riverfront downtown. We have 9 tall ships. So the only city in Wisconsin that has them coming in this year is a part of the Tall Ship Festival, and they'll be here today, tomorrow, and Sunday. The park is open until 9 Friday and Saturday and open until 5 on Sunday.
Wonderful. Well, we will talk more about the Tall Ship Festival. And in fact, our Wisconsin Life audio essay today is on tall ships. And one of our Wisconsin Public Radio staff members who did a stint on a tall ship. So we'll have that on Wisconsin Life and continue talking about things to do in Green Bay with Brad Toll, president of the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we welcome your questions and your recommendations. What are some of your favorite things to do or see in the Greater Green Bay area? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Bart Starr of the Green Bay Packers. Go, you Packers! Go!
This is a Green Bay edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Every Friday at this time, we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and from time to time, we focus in on a specific region of the state to find out about the attractions and activities available there. And today, it's Green Bay, the Packers, and everything else. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up now on 6:37 on this Friday, August 16th. First, it's time for Wisconsin Life, and this weekend, maritime enthusiasts will gather in Green Bay for the Tall Ship Festival. Producer Aubrey Ralph spent the day on Wisconsin's official flagship, the schooner Dennis Sullivan, reliving the age of the sail on the Great Lakes.
I grew up on a small island off the northeast coast of Florida that since 1562 was ruled by 8 different nations. In a place so connected to the sea, I always had a longing for the adventure of life on one of those great, tall ships. Well, it turns out that those ships and that way of life are not lost to history. To get a taste of the experience, I spent a day on Wisconsin's official flagship, the Dennis Sullivan. She's a recreation of a typical 19th century Great Lakes schooner, 137 feet long with masts stretching 95 feet into the air. During the summer and fall, she represents Wisconsin and the age of sail at tall ship festivals all around the Great Lakes. Her home, though, is a pier behind Discovery World in Milwaukee. The ship has a professional crew of 10 who live full-time on board, plus her captain, Tiffany Crewan, but there are bunks for 21 additional paying students or volunteers. Today will be a short educational sail with a class of high school kids along for the ride. Before we get underway, Christian, my guide for the day, shows me around.
Now this is our galley. This is where our cook, Rod, makes our wonderful meals. We have a propane stove and oven there, sinks. This is the only compartment with actual sitting. The compartment where the crew sleeps does not have any room except for the bunks, basically. Yeah. The reason you see daylight here is because we have so-called deck prisms that conduct the sunlight down below. When there is no light outside, then it's significantly darker in here.
Living conditions are tight, with the main crew all sleeping together in one small compartment. As we head down, I'm warned about the smell.
Maybe the main hold and maybe skip going into the forecastle. It kind of smells bad down there.
Yeah. Oh, that's very authentic, though. You can see it's a fairly small compartment. It sleeps 10 people.
Wow.
And that is also why you have this weird olfactory sensation. It's a thing. If you cannot handle that, if you have to have a little alone time in the morning, then you're probably not going to be a good tall ship sailor.
When my tour's finished, it's time to cast off. And after clearing the harbor, the kids, under supervision, get to work hoisting the sails.
Heave! Ho!
Come on now!
Heave!
Ho!
Heave!
Watching 3,300 square feet of sail fill the sky takes my breath away. After all too short a time, we're pulling back into port. I'm sad the trip is over, but it really gets me thinking. I don't know what you'll be doing this summer, but I'm pretty sure I'll be getting a tan and having the adventure I've dreamed of all my life.
And it's for all sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair, but it's better to...
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 19 minutes now before 7 o'clock on this Friday, August the 16th. This is a Green Bay edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And we'll talk more about the Tall Ship Festival taking place in Green Bay this weekend and many other things going on in the greater Green Bay area. And we welcome your questions and your recommendations. What do you recommend a visitor see if going to Green Bay? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Brad Toll is our guest, president of the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Brad, are you planning on hopping on one of those tall ships this weekend?
Absolutely. I had a chance to greet them as they arrived yesterday in the late afternoon in our port. And the Dennis Sullivan is one of the ships that is here with us in Green Bay. We have nine that have come in. Five will be available for touring, and then four of them will be doing sailaways. So if someone is interested in going out into the Bay of Green Bay on one of the tall ships, that'll be available. But they have a lot of really neat educational programming. You're able to get on and talk with the crews about life on the ship, learn about some of the history. One of the ships here was built in Norway. One was built, I believe, in Holland or in the Netherlands. So some great opportunities to learn about the tall ships. And again, it runs today until 9 o'clock and then Saturday from 9 till 9. And then Sunday as well until 5 o'clock. So,
sounds
great
fantastic.
Opportunity.
Yeah, sounds really wonderful. I did have the opportunity to sail on the Dennis Sullivan in Milwaukee a couple of years ago, and it's just beautiful, beautiful ship.
Yeah, it really is. And to not have, you know, a big motor or something running, to just be out there with the breeze and the waves, it's an awesome, awesome thing.
Speaking of beautiful, it's been a long time. I would love to see the art at Art Street, and that's coming up just next weekend?
It is, yeah. It's next Friday. There's a little sneak preview Friday evening from 4 until 11, but then the main part of Art Street is Saturday and Sunday. And it's about 200 vendors or so, or artisans. It's a juried show, and probably one of the largest anywhere, certainly in the northeastern part of the state. And it's an absolute wonderful event, and something we look forward to. There's live music, and it's a great time.
What other things can art lovers do or look for in Green Bay?
Well, you know, a lot of people are surprised at the amount of, or the thriving artistic community that we do have. The Art Garage is a wonderful place that you're able to go, and typically there's over 20 artists that have things on display there. And it's a place for visual arts, performing, literary. It's all highlighted there, and if that was kind of the headquarter place, there's a number of other galleries We have a number of theater companies here. The Meyer Theater is certainly one of my favorite places. It's an old Fox Theater. Many of those were taken down around our country, and Green Bay has restored this. It is beautiful. About 1,000 seats. There's different types of theater. Let Me Be Frank productions are done there. A lot of different concerts and special events. Our biggest theater is the Widener Center out at UWGB, near 2,000 seats. The Milwaukee Symphony, the Green Bay Symphony Orchestra plays there. The Civic Symphony Orchestra plays at Meyer Theater. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay has got a great music and theater department. St. Norbert College does as well. A number of galleries in the area. So we're very, very fortunate. You really can find live music and a thriving arts community here in Green Bay really any time of year. But we really, if people enjoy art fairs, this one is fantastic and runs next Friday, Saturday, Sunday here in the greater Green Bay area, right in the downtown.
I'm going to be in the Wapaka area on Saturday, and I might just have to scoot up to Green Bay on a little longer way home back to Madison, I think.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, it runs until 6 o'clock on Saturday, and then open again Sunday at 10 and runs till 5. And then there's entertainment in the evenings as well, Saturday from 6 to 11. So we'd love to have you come join us.
Well, I will if not this weekend, sometime soon. I did, by the way, you might have looked it up, but we looked it up too. Applefest at the Oneida Apple Orchard is going to be on September 21st this year.
Correct.
So I will for sure be there. Annalisa joins us from Green Bay. Hi, Annalisa. What places do you recommend?
Hi. Well, I would certainly recommend Art Street. It's a wonderful art fair, but I have a couple of other things. One is Heritage Hill, which is a historical park where they've collected many of the historic buildings, so people can go through the park and see some of the early buildings of prominent settlers in Green Bay. It's a wonderful place to take kids to learn about the history of Wisconsin. There's a Belgian farmhouse. There's the Tank Cottage, which was an early settler in Green Bay, a wonderful Moravian church. It's a beautiful park. And then I'd also recommend Bay Beach, which is an amusement park where you kids can ride, get on the rides for 25 cents. And we also have supposedly Elvis Presley's favorite roller coaster here called the Zippin' Pippin' at Bay Beach, and that's only a dollar. So those are my two recommendations.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Annalisa. Lots of wonderful recommendations. And in fact, I've been to Bay Beach, not to Heritage Hill. I can't believe I've never been there. I'll have to put that one down. And Bay Beach is still, like, the rides are incredibly reasonable, Brad Toll.
Yes, tickets are still 25 cents. And as Annalise mentioned, the roller coaster, it's four tickets to ride that, but a dollar to ride. And it really was Elvis Presley's favorite roller coaster. We bought the design from an amusement park in Memphis. And it's, you know, a brand new roller coaster, but based on that design. And it really is a lot of fun. When you get up on the top, you can see way out into the bay and across, certainly to the downtown area of Green Bay, and Heritage Hill, a real treasure as well in the area, and continually growing and expanding. They're working right now on a guardhouse that came from Fort Howard. So they're continually moving buildings over and working on restoring them. And it's a real treasure, from the native village that's there to, as she mentioned, the Belgian farm, showing some of the Belgian history. We have one of the little roadside chapels that were very common in our area. So a terrific place to visit.
Well, we will continue to talk about some of the terrific things to do when we visit Green Bay, Wisconsin, or the greater Green Bay area. This is a Green Bay edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. From time to time, we focus in on a specific region of the state during this hour when we celebrate Wisconsin life. And in the past, we've focused in on Madison and Milwaukee and Door County and La Crosse. Last week, John Munson, when I was on vacation, discussed with his guest things to do in the Lake Superior region. Today, especially since we have a little bit of Green Bay Packers on the mind with Packers preseason getting underway and Packers training camp still on, we thought, why not do a show on what to do in Green Bay? Tall Ship Festival this weekend, Art Street next weekend, many fun things going on in the Green Bay area, and we take your suggestions too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldier's Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Green Bay edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. It is about 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, August 16th. We welcome your suggestions of things to do, places to see in Green Bay, be it something to do, an activity outdoors, or a museum indoors, to a great restaurant that you'd recommend, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Brad Toll, president of the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. We've talked about so many wonderful things to do in Green Bay, but one thing we haven't talked about are some of the beautiful nature-related things going on in Green Bay. How's that Bay Beach Nature Sanctuary doing?
Wonderful. It surprises, I think, a lot of people. Kind of the green side, if you will, of Green Bay. But the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary is a wonderful place to visit. Some great hiking trails. They've got a couple of wolf pups that are out there that they brought in this year. And, you know, we even had a little family of ducks that were crossing Oneida Street. One day we went running out there, stopped traffic, gave them a call, and they had someone come right over. So
I love it when they rescue the ducks.
It's the place that, you know, whenever we have a wild animal that needs some help, they're always right there to help. But even beyond that, Barkhausen Waterfowl Preserve is a beautiful area. Bayshore Park, we have a number of hiking trails. The Fox River State Recreational Trail is a 20-mile trail that gets started in downtown Green Bay, goes all the way down to the Brown County line. You can go right along the Fox River, the Mountain Bay State Recreational Trail. It's actually 83 miles goes from the Howard area in the greater Green Bay area over toward Wausau. And the reforestation camp, there's a Wisconsin tourism commercial that people will begin seeing in September this year. It was actually filmed in the reforestation camp in the fall. Absolutely spectacular.
Camp, Brad?
It's out by the zoo, and there's miles of wooded trails and different types of outdoor activities. There's an observation tower. It's right by the Northeastern Wisconsin Zoo.
And that's another one that I have to visit. They've really changed that since I was last there 25 years ago.
Yeah, the zoo continues to grow every year. They have a wonderful zoological society that continues working on raising funds, and new exhibits keep coming in. It's one of the only places I know you can go and actually feed a cracker to a giraffe. you know, some fun activities, and a place that has really become a special place in Greater Green Bay. Also, a great outdoor place is the Botanical Garden.
I've heard they're gorgeous.
It is a beautiful place. And again, wonderful walking trails. Part of it for mobility challenged folks, they can go through the upper gardens without any trouble at all. Some of the back ones are wood chip trails, but you know, it's a place that can be enjoyed by all, and there's a number of weddings and special events that take place out there, but a wonderful spot as well.
I know that Larry Mueller on Garden Talk from time to time has somebody on from the Botanical Garden in Green Bay, and that's on the list as well. My list is getting longer. What about if we want to go fishing? Is there still charter fishing available?
There is, and we have been very fortunate to be able to host a number of fishing tournaments, trying to draw some attention, I guess, to the fisheries in our area. But we do have charter fishing, and, of course, folks can bring their boats or come fishing just with their pole. You know, you don't necessarily have to do charter, but for those that like certainly going out catching lake trout, king salmon, brown trout, very popular, and in the Bay of Green Bay, walleye, perch, bass, of course, the muskie. In fact, we have a feeling a championship muskie is going to come out of the Fox River at some point. There's some real monsters in there, so...
Yeah, I'll bet. You know, we have a couple of listeners, commenters on Facebook, who say, don't miss the National Railroad Museum.
Another great place.
Yeah, so that's a place where they have...
a week, Joy.
Yeah, this is a place where they just have all sorts of, well, I guess, the history of the railroads.
Absolutely. It is the National Railroad Museum, and they have the Pacific Big Boy there, which is a huge, huge locomotive. But there's an early part that the museum that shows some of the early heritage of the railroad in the United States. And the Pacific Big Boy that I mentioned is the world's largest steam locomotive. But there's over 70 pieces of railroad equipment that's on display.
Mm-hmm.
So and you can go for a ride on a train as well that goes around the grounds.
All this traveling is going to make me really hungry, and I'm sorry to say we just have a minute to go. Is there, you want to give us a sense of the dining scene?
You know, everything from casual to five-star, and I think a lot of people think bratwurst and cheese when they think Green Bay. We have some fantastic five-star dining. Chef Fusion, 335, Hinterland, Dogan, Republic, Black and Tan, 1951 West. There's a lot of great, great dining. And a lot of them go to that farmer's market we talked about and pick up local specialties. And that's what's for dinner in the evening.
Well, I'm going to see you in Green Bay sometime soon, Brad Toll. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Joy.
Brad Toll is president of the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for his suggestions of things to do in Green Bay. Thank you for yours, too. And thanks to Christy Taylor, who produced this hour and directed it, and Justin Williams for on-air production. Stay tuned. We have much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go, go. Go, you Packers. Go, go. Go, you Packers. Go, go.